This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslim army was heading towards the Battle of Badr, a man comes and he sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he requests to be part of the army and the team to fight the disbelievers of Quraysh. The Muslims were so happy to see this man. Why this man? Why were they so happy? Because he was known to be a strong fighter, very courageous, and it will be great to have him in the army. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he accepted this man's request to be part of the army, he asked him one question. He says, "Do you believe in Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" The man was honest. He says, "No, I don't believe in you as a prophet at all." So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Return back. I don't want to have in my army someone who is not a Muslim." That's the preference of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After some time, as they're traveling towards the battlefield, who do they see again for the second time? That same man. And the same man says, "Please, I want to be part of the army. I want to fight these enemies." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him the same question. "Do you believe in Allah and his Prophet? Are you Muslim? Would you accept Islam?" And the man said, "No." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Return back. I do not seek assistance in a non-Muslim in my army." As they're traveling, they're getting closer to the battlefield of Badr. The man comes for the third time. So then he says, "I need to join the army. I want to take part in this. I want to fight the enemy." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him the same thing. Check this out. "Do you believe in Allah and his Prophet? Are you someone who is a Muslim? You accept Islam?" The person says, "Na'am." And he declares his Islam. Allahu Akbar. Hold on. Will the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take what he said? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and surely he did, live with the Quran? Yes, he did. You know what he told him? "Fantaliq. Come and join us." What was the ayah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very likely lived by? Many ayat, and one of them, Allah says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu," or "you who believe, ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann," avoid much suspicion. Why, ya Allah? "Inna ba'da adh-dhanni ithm," some suspicion is sinful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell him, "Oh, you just became Muslim just to be part of the army, and we too should do what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done. Take what the people say and what the people do. And yes, we're not naive people. So be very cautious to judge someone's intention." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do that. And you and I should not do that, because only Allah knows what's in the hearts. And remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the famous line, he says, "Inni lam umar," I was not commanded to open the hearts of the people and judge their intentions. May Allah allow us to live by the Quran, grant us sincerity, and protect us. May Allah protect us from insincere people. Wassalamu alaikum.